had something I was going to ask you, but I can't remember what it is. I guess I'm going to have to start writing this stuff down.
How is virtual schooling?
Yeah, how is that?
Today was actually good. Yesterday,
I was on the phone with you and that was not so good. I think I asked you, so am I going to be on the podcast talking about you on the next one? And you're like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was bad. I mean, don't want to go into tons of details.
I will, but so, don't tell kids to shut up and you're going to expel them in elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's the detail I'll go into.
It's horrible, and then they don't teach, and it's just...
But, okay, let's elaborate. It's not all teachers. It's this certain teacher that we know of.
This teacher is making virtual learning 1,002 times more difficult than it should be. She gets on, takes attendance, which is a task and a half, and during that, it's like yelling.
Skips names.
That when you say, hey, you skipped my name, it's like, oh, no, I didn't. And then, I mean, it's horrible. And then she doesn't teach, and I'm having to teach, and between podcasting and working full-time and being a full-time teacher, I'm like literally about to go berserk.
But disclaimer, not all teachers are bad.
Not all. Just this one. And a few that I had back in the day. All right, so you ready to hop into this missing person's case?
Is it the teacher?
No.
Oh, gosh. I was just kidding about the teacher part. Please don't hate us.
I feel like they already do. So, we are going to talk about a unsolved, very bizarre... Like, I feel like this is one of my top favorite missing persons cases. Because it's so bizarre, Tamara. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It's really weird. So, we're going to talk about Bryce LaPisa. I think I'm saying that correctly. It's LASPISA. LaPisa.
Okay.
Well, Bryce was born on April 30th, 1994 to Karen and Michael. And I couldn't find much about his childhood, so we're going to fast forward to 2012 when Bryce graduated from Napier Valley High School in Napier Valley, Illinois. Illinois? Is it Illinois or Illinois?
Is there an S or no S?
It's I-L-L-I-N-O-I-S. The state.
I know. I'm giving you a pop quiz. Do you want me to do a riddle?
I feel like it's Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Illinois? Okay.
I guess unless you're from Illinois, just let us know. Because
I guess I always say Illinois.
I can't even say.
And I feel like I'm saying it wrong, but then if I say Illinois, I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
You probably are both ways.
I know. After graduating, Mike and Karen was able to retire early and move the family to Laguna Niguel, California. But Bryce, shortly after, moved 7 hours away to attend Sierra College. So it's like he moved from a completely different state. I don't know how far.
Okay, but for instance, what if they moved to California?
They didn't. Because
they didn't move to California?
Well, I mean, they did move to California, but they didn't move to California for his school. If that's what you was about to say.
No.
Okay. What was you about to say then?
That's what I was about to say. But then I had another about to say. So, what if they moved to California and he found this school and was like, oh, I want to go here, and got accepted and went. And there wasn't really any schools closer that he liked, or he just wanted to be away from family to have that college experience.
I mean, it could be all the above, but it's a community college, so I don't think it's like this huge school.
So like I said, maybe he's trying to get away from family.
Maybe.
And have that college experience.
Maybe. He moved 7 hours away, and Bryce was studying graphic industrial design, and he started dating this girl named Kim. After his freshman year, he moved back, stayed with his parents for the summer, and then that following next year, he returned back to school 2 weeks early to start his sophomore year. his girlfriend and his roommate, Sean, said that Bryce returned back to school and was drinking a lot. They said basically on the weekends he would finish 1/5, but I'm like, I don't know what a 1/5 or 2/5 is or whatever. So basically, like, he was finishing a wine bottle size hard liquor by himself.
Holy cow.
Everyone said other than drinking, Bryce was his normal, just self. Well, on August 26, 2013, Bryce started acting a little strange. He spoke to his mother that day, and she reported later that he seemed happy, the conversation seemed normal. But, however, his friends were saying, along with his drinking, he was starting to do drugs, at least up to 2 weeks before he vanished. The drug that he was taking was prescription Vyvanse. And do you know anything about Vyvanse? Okay, I didn't know if you knew, because Vyvanse is somewhat popular of a medication. Vyvanse,
I barely even know about Tylenol. What, Tylenol and ibuprofen is the same? No? See, I don't even know that. I know you can't take them together, but you can take Motrin with it, right? I mean, I don't know about drugs. I don't know. I don't take
Motrin is ibuprofen. But anyway.
Oh, that's why you can't take.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Motrin.
No, I said it, ibuprofen was Tylenol. See, I don't know.
So, Vyvanse is a class 2 drug. So, it's like in the classes, you know, you got class 1, which is like heroin, hardcore stuff. Class 2 is like pain medicines, ADD medicines, blah, blah, blah. So that's where it falls is ADD medicine, but this one is an ADHD medicine. I personally was on Vyvanse back when I was doing my pharmacy classes. I didn't have much issues with it other than, like, I just felt like it made my jaw jittery. Like, I felt like I wanted to, like, chew gum. Like, it just kind of, like,
because you were trying to focus, but at the same point, you had to keep moving?
I don't know. It just kind of, like, I mean, it didn't make me jittery. It just made my jaw jittery, like jaw twitch.
But what I'm saying is it's calmed you down where you're not fidgeting and you can focus. But at the same point, you're like, I got to move something.
I guess. But, like, so I would just basically chew gum, like, during the time frame that the medication was in my body. And then, but that was the only side effect I had. I know somebody, and she was telling me, and this is the first time I've ever heard this, but she was telling me that her son took this medication and he had a horrible experience. Like, he had a completely, like, out of body experience, and it lasted for like 48 hours. She said that she was, like, freaking out, worried, and maybe this could explain what happens later on. And on August 27th, the day after Bryce started his new semester at school, Kim started noticing that he started acting strange, and she got a little concerned. It wasn't clear what Bryce was doing that concerned her so much and why she thought he was acting weird, but he admitted to her that he was taking an ADHD medicine that was not prescribed to him. So I don't know, like, what he was doing or, like, what he said, but basically he was just kind of like, hey, this is why I'm acting weird. I'm taking this medication that's not prescribed to me. Bryce's roommate, Sean, claimed that Bryce had been taking the drugs to stay awake to play his video games all night, and that he was doing this also so he could drink throughout the day. But what I thought was the strangest part, maybe this is because of Bray, but Bryce gave away his Xbox, and he gave away a pair of diamond earrings that his mom gave him. He didn't sell them. He just said, like, hey, you want this? Here you go. Then on August 28th, Sean called Bryce's mother, telling her that he was concerned. He said that he told Karen that Bryce was acting out of character. He broke up with Kim through a text the night before, saying that she was better off without him. Then Karen received a call from Bryce. He called his mom from Kim's house, which was an hour and a half north from his apartment. And Bryce told his mom that Kim took his keys, and Kim told Karen that she was keeping the keys because he was not fit to leave, and she was just worried about him. So Karen talked to Bryce, and she said that he sounded fine. He didn't sound impaired. He wasn't slurring his words. He didn't seem confused. So Bryce told his mom that Kim was just mad because they broke up. And that all he wanted to do was just leave and go home. So Karen told Kim to give Bryce his keys back. And she told Bryce that she was going to fly out to Rockland to check on him in the morning. And Bryce told his mom to not make any plans and that he would talk to her later because he had tons to talk to her about. Then Bryce left Kim's apartment around 11:30 p.m. On August 29th, around 1 a.m., Bryce calls his parents again. I seen two different things. I seen where his parents missed the call, and then I seen where they took the call. But basically,
either they answered it or they didn't answer it.
There's
no in between.
They either did or they didn't. But it said that she basically believed her son was calling because he got to the apartment and was just kind of like, hey, I'm home, da 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 da. Well, later on, phone records would show that Bryce was an hour south of his apartment. His girlfriend lived an hour and a half north of his apartment, and he was already an hour south of his apartment at this time at 1 a.m.
Okay.
His parents woke up the next morning, and around 11 a.m., they received a voicemail from the insurance company informing them that Bryce used roadside assistance around 9 a.m. for his 2003 Toyota Highlander. Apparently, Bryce ran out of gas in a town called Button Willow. And Tamara, just so you understand, Button Willow is 4.5 hours now south of his apartment. And it is 6 hours from his girlfriend's house where he was last known at. Possibly heading to his parents' house because it was only 3 hours or less than 3 hours away. But nobody knew he was headed home. He told his mom, you know, like, hey, don't come to me till I talk to you. So nobody knows what in the world he's doing other than they got a call that he ran out of gas. So his mom and dad were both concerned. They tried to call him multiple times, but he wouldn't answer their call. Karen eventually called Sean, the roommate, and she said, or Sean told his mom that Bryce never came home that night. His parents both started freaking out, and I have in my notes it's more than likely probably mainly the mom freaking out at this point, and the dad's like, honey, it's okay. Because I feel like this would be me and Anthony, like, I'm freaking out. Where's my child? And Anthony's like, it's fine, don't freak out. There's nothing to freak out, you know, about yet.
I don't know, I think we'd both be freaking out.
You and Kaden, or yeah. Just you? See, like, Anthony, he won't freak out until, like, he knows it's freak out time.
Well, no, because if I, like, for instance, if we're podcasting and I miss a call, I'll get a, you okay? Text.
Oh.
So, he's very cautious and... I mean, obviously, I don't go anywhere alone.
Yeah.
I'll make sure either he's with me, mama's with me, somebody's with me. But, and that's just because of me. But how everything is nowadays, he's so kind of paranoid that if I don't respond, he's just like, you okay? You okay? And if I don't respond to you okay, he'll say, babe, babe. So, yeah, we would both be freaking out. There ain't no one-sided to that.
So since Bryce didn't have a job when he was in college, his parents gave him a credit card with a weekly allowance. So since this was his parents' card, they were able to log in and look at his, like, transactions. So the last charge on Bryce's card was $20 for gas at Castro Tire and Gas. So his parents were thinking, okay, he must have ran out of gas on his way home. So, after a few hours, he still never showed. His mom, like, grew even more concerned. So, Detective Karen, and I say this with no disrespect because I would be this mom if I couldn't get a hold of Wood Bray.
But her real name's Karen, right?
Her real name is Karen.
Okay, yeah. I'm making sure you're not using the Karen. Okay, Karen.
I'm not doing the Karen meme. Her legit name is Karen.
I know, but I thought so, but then I had to confirm that it's not like Detective Karen over here going to go speak to the manager.
No, she legit is a Karen.
Okay.
But she called this gas station and was like, hey, do you remember seeing my son? You know, like, hey, can you, like, tell me how he was? You know, just kind of, like, question him. Well, the guy that picked up, his name was Christian, and he said, yes, I remember your son. I was the one that delivered 3 gallons of gas to him this morning around 9 a.m. At first, when I read this, I'm like, 3 gallons of gas cost $20? But then I'm like, okay, well, I guess a delivery fee. But when I first heard this, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm not paying $20 for 3 gallons of gas.
That would almost be like $6 a gallon plus $2 in tax.
Yeah.
Which there's no tax on gas, but
$6 and some change. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, okay. There you go. I had that change.
Today's podcast is presented to you by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space, so you always know how much you're going to get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today and become a member and immediately be contacted with advertisers to fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And make sure you add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
Desperately, she asked Christian if he could go back to where Bryce was to just check and see if he saw anything. So Christian went back to the spot where he delivered the gas, and he found Bryce sitting in the exact same spot. When Christian went to the car, he asked Bryce, hey, what are you doing? He simply said nothing. Like, legit. He was just like, nothing. Do nothing. Not like he was quiet. He just turned to him and said, do nothing. And then Christian called Karen, told her that Bryce seemed okay. His eyes were a little bit red, though. Karen finally spoke with Bryce around 12:30 p.m. Bryce's parents were expecting him to arrive around 3 o'clock because she's like, hey, just come straight home. You'll be here by 3. You know, like, you can sleep it off. We'll talk. Just come home. 2:30 came. 3 o'clock came. 5 o'clock came. No sign of Bryce. For the next 6 hours, Bryce ignored the phone calls from his parents. His parents eventually filed a missing persons report in Orange County. The cops were able to emergency pin his phone, and they were able to track down his location.
At the same spot.
I was about to ask you, guess where he traveled to now in this 9-hour time frame?
A mile down the road.
You were super close.
A half a mile down the road.
They discovered Bryce sitting in his car 8 miles down the road. In 9 hours, he only moved 8 miles.
God.
So, at this point, a California Highway Patrol spent 20 minutes with Bryce, and the officer was just, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm just sitting here blowing off steam. The officer did a field sobriety test, which he passed. He searched the car, which they didn't find anything. And since Bryce was 19 years old, and he passed, you know, the field test, and there wasn't anything in the car, there wasn't much the officer could do other than say, hey, call your mom, your mom's worried. The officer was like, I need you to call your mom. And he was just like, yeah, no. And he's just kind of like, hey, I need you to call your mom's worried. And he's just like, no. So the officer legit physically dialed his parents' number and made him talk on the phone around 10 p.m., and I bet you this officer was like, mofo, we have been spent the last couple hours tracking you down. You will talk to your mom. He's just like, nah, I'm good. So Karen asked him, what was he doing? And he replied that he was going to go hang out with some friends later. Karen told Bryce to get some food, get some gas, and then get home because she was worried. At 11 p.m., Bryce stopped at the gas station in Button Willow, purchased a drink for $1.71. Then he tells his mom that he's on I-5 South, and he wouldn't give her much more information. At some point that night, Bryce stopped and got gas and spent about $39.
How many gallons was that?
I don't know. But during, I guess
that would be almost 6 gallons.
sometime during this night, Christian returns a missed call from Karen, and Christian offers to go out to check on Bryce.
That's weird. And I mean, and I think it's already weird enough that you're at your job, and you're like, yeah, I'll go back and see if he's there. I mean, okay, does he own the job, like, where he can just leave any time, or that's kind of...
I don't know.
That right there is kind of weird. I think we know why he's missing now. Let's investigate Christian. Was he investigating?
I don't know if he was or not. I feel like they were thought he was like a good Samaritan. But Christian offers to go back. He could have been. Or he could have been suspicious.
Well, the fact that he's offering to go back is kind of suspicious.
But he offers to go back, check on Bryce, and Karen assumes that Bryce would be long gone. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. Christian goes anyway.
I guess kind of that, like, is weird.
Guess what?
He found him.
Yes. Tamara. He has been in this town for 13 hours. A quick Google search of this town. It is not very poppin'. In an article, like, for 2020, like this year, all this town has to offer is that elk reserve, a rest stop, a gas station, and a few fast food places.
So kind of like the little towns that we went through Oklahoma?
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, look, there's elks for miles. Oh, here's a handful of, like, on the map. Yeah, a handful of, like, restaurants to eat. It's not popping whatsoever. So at this time, when Christian finds him, he calls Karen and he's like, hey, I found him. We're going to get on the interstate and I'm going to follow him so I can make sure he's headed that way.
That's weird. And this is 3 hours away?
Yeah.
He's going to follow
him? No, he doesn't follow him the full way. He only follows him for about 10 miles. Then he, like, turns back around. Karen's on the phone with Bryce. As far as she knows, he's 10 miles down the road from where he's been. Yeah. And she keeps asking him for landmarks. Like, hey, what do you see? What do you see? Where are you at? Bryce kept saying, it's too dark to see anything. The GPS says I'll be there around 3:25 a.m. At 2:09 a.m., Karen speaks to her son for the very last time. He calls her and says, I'm getting off I-5 because I'm tired and I just want to sleep. At this point, we know Bryce was awake for at least 48 hours, if not longer. So his mom doesn't argue and was like, okay, pull over, get some sleep. Just come home as soon as you wake up. So, Bryce doesn't pull over. Bryce continues to drive for another hour and a half to Castaic Lake. And the next morning at 8 a.m., they hear... They think their son's at the front door. So they go to the front door and no.
It's cops.
It's cops. The officer was like, hey, do y'all own a 2003 beige Toyota Highlander? And after they confirmed that they did, the officer informed them that at 5:30 that morning, the vehicle had been found wrecked off by the lake on an access road just 2 hours away from their home. The vehicle crashed and was found on its side at the bottom of a 25-foot embankment.
Gosh.
Yeah. They had footage that showed Bryce making several trips up and down, like, this road where they found his car. One camera caught the Toyota Highlander driving along Hughes Road at 2:15, just minutes after he spoke to his mom saying he was pulling over to sleep. The same camera captured him driving on this road once again at 4:29. At the top of the hills, investigators found visible tire tracks that led down toward the embankment to the lake. Based on the patterns, they can tell that Bryce was headed toward the embankment at a fairly
high speed.
Yes. I'm like, whoa. And he did not use brakes. After the Highlander landed in the embankment, they believe that Bryce broke out the back window. Officers said that they could not find him anywhere. The reason why they assume he broke out the back window is they found some blood on the passenger headrest and then a small amount in the back seat of the Highlander. But the amount of blood they found, they don't think he was, like, seriously injured.
So, of a 25-foot embankment, how?
I have no clue.
I mean, obviously, if he's out of the car and nowhere to be close by Fam.
But inside the car, they found Bryce's laptop, his cell phone, his wallet, a duffel bag, and the duffel bag was unzipped. So search parties immediately swarmed the area where his vehicle was found. The lake was searched multiple days with no luck. They searched the campground, but no sign of Bryce. They brought in bloodhounds that led to a truck stop, and that's where the trail ends. And there's been no
trace of them,
no sign of them. People, every once in a while, will say, like, hey, we think he's here, but his mom has a Facebook group. I think it's, I can't remember what it's called.
How long has this been?
2003.
I know that's the year of the vehicle.
No, 2013. Sorry. 2013 is when he went missing.
Man, 7 years ago?
Yeah, almost to the day. Because he went missing on the 30th of August.
Wow.
Because she posted on the Facebook group that there was a sighting, supposedly, of a homeless man. But it was not him. But there's no nothing.
Well, if he got on a train and just took off, I mean, how much can a bloodhound do from there?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's like, did he get hurt and he went to the one spot and then, like, somebody pick him up and do something? It's like, who knows? It's like he just, once he got to that spot, just vanished.
But the spot was a train station, right?
No, it was a truck stop, I think. Yeah, truck stop. The rest stop.
Oh, I was thinking train stop, and I'm like, well, yeah, you get on the train and it goes.
No, it's like the rest stops on, like, the highway.
I get what you're saying now. That's crazy. But, I mean, if, for instance, if he did hitch a ride, how are they supposed to catch the scent getting in a car and going in the road?
You can't.
That's what, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so we'll post a picture of what Bryce looks like. He has a few tattoos
that's how they're able to identify. If
and then he's a redhead, so that kind of, like, narrows it down. Unless he dyes his hair. But, yeah.
I mean, with him not wanting to speak with his mom, like, when the cop told him to, was he not wanting to?
I don't know if that was, like,
just completely start over, or
if
what?
He's wanting to start over. But he was the only child, and they said that they were really super close. I don't know. Like, it could be a side effect of the Vyvanse.
And, well, that was my next thing.
Then he got in that car wreck and maybe he
jumbled up in amnesia.
So, I mean, there's so many different things, but they have yet to find a body. They have, I mean, nothing. It's just
crazy.
If it wasn't for them finding the car, like, they would literally have nothing.
Man. Alright, so you ready for our dum-dum of the day?
I'm ready.
Alright, because I know how you love shirts and how you make shirts and everything, right?
Yeah.
But this guy was arrested for the shirt he was wearing.
Okay.
Are you ready? Because you look completely confused.
I want to know what I don't need to do so I don't get arrested.
Alright, his shirt said, "Who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs." So, needless to say, he was arrested for possession of drugs.
That's funny. Okay.
So, yeah. There's that.
There's that. All right. Well,
bye! Thank you for listening to The Crimes We're Into. Make sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
That's a huge way to help us grow. You can also find us on
Facebook
at the TCWI Discussion Group.
Instagram
at TCWI_podcast_.
Our website
at thecrimeswereinto.com.
And our Patreon page,
which is patreon.com/thecrimeswereinto.com. Or you can use our link through our website or in the show notes. We have our $1 plan, which is Team Leslie versus Team Tamara.
So show us who you love.
Support me, not her.
Or me. Or if you love both of us.
Both. Then we also have our $5 TCWI Crimesters, which will get you bonus episodes, merch items, tons of goodness. Then we have our $15 TCWI Obsess, which is going to get you tons of merch, tons of bonus, ad-free episodes, day sooner episodes.
So make sure you show your support, whether it's a dollar or $15. If you're totally obsessed with us, we appreciate it way more than you'll ever know.